Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes of a Movie currently playing in theaters or streaming.
A Quiet Place Part Two is quite a thriller starring Emily Blunt.
It's the long-delayed sequel to filmmaker John Krasinski's wildly original sci-fi horror thriller, and it's a worthy follow-up that seems even more timely as we emerge from quarantine.
It starts out with one of those typical alien invasions that demonstrate how terrifying they are, and then we jump to a year later. People are barefoot as they walk so as not to make any noise. Aliens hear better than they can see.
These blind aliens with acute hearing continue to wreak havoc on humanity as one family tries desperately to remain out of earshot.
Photography makes use of unusual angles and a dramatic use of shadows. The suspense keeps building. From there, it's one heart-stopping scream after another. And I have to admit, I screamed also. The stakes are high. There's a precious baby involved.
This PG-13 horror film succeeds thanks to earnest acting, a smart script, and sharp editing.
Great sound effects. And how about getting into a convertible when the aliens chase you? I screamed pretty loud then.
So a theater where Susan Sanders is attending is not necessarily a quiet place. You know, Susan, originality is pretty hard to come by in Hollywood, so you have to give a lot of credit to John Krasinski for these two movies. And you also have to applaud his judgment for getting his real-life wife, Emily Blunt, to play his wife in these films. And kudos to deaf actress Millicent Simmons, who's excellent as her daughter. A Quiet Place Part 2 sounds like a winner to me. And that's it for this week's edition of Take 2. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take 2.